Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borks from Quito, and here today to talk about Amazon's decision to abandon plans to locate a second headquarters in Long Island City, New York, is Jim Sullivan, Managing Director and REIT Analyst at BTIG. Jim, welcome.
Thank you, Sarah. Happy to be here.
Now, first of all, how important would the Amazon deal have been to New York City real estate and REITs in particular?
Well, in terms of the job growth and the demand for space, Amazon had talked about 25,000 jobs being located at their campus, and that of itself would create demand for about 2.5 million square feet of office space. The decision to not go ahead with that campus is presumably going to result in 2.5 million square feet of less demand in Long Island City. So that's kind of the first direct impact. Second is, of course, the indirect impact, and this is something that we can all conjecture about, but Amazon's not locating, such an intensely active campus as they had contemplated in Long Island City. Would have created demand from companies and service industries that would be targeting Amazon as a customer or partner, whether it's software development, apps, business services of various types, and so that would have been the indirect demand that would have created significantly more demand for space. The immediate impact is that there was the Citicorp Tower in Long Island City, which Citicorp was moving out of. Was slated, a million square feet of that was slated for Amazon's initial occupation or occupancy before the new product would be built to accommodate their campus. So, and that building is owned privately by a company called Savannah. And that building, that owner will now have to scramble, presumably, to find replacement tenants for Amazon, which may or may not be very easy to do. I would add, just as an aside to this, that Alexandria, which is the largest life science landlord in the world, actually, and major owner of life science space in Cambridge and Seattle and San Francisco, had decided a month before Amazon's announcement to buy a building in Long Island City. And Long Island City has been striving to also be a home for life science industry in New York City, and that effort looks like it has a very good chance of coming to fruition and being a major source of demand for office space in Long Island City. So this is not a death knell, if you will, if I could use a dramatic phrase, for Long Island City, but clearly a short-term setback. The Amazon jobs were going to be created over a 10-year period, so remains to be seen if there'll be some other use there that will create that kind of job level. But certainly there are other industries which are looking to expand in Long Island City.
Now, you mentioned Alexandria. Do you expect other REITs to curtail some of their plans for the area?
Not as of yet. We think that there was probably a lot of analysis being done for new product, commercial product that clearly those efforts will have to take a different course now. And whether they focus, for someone like Alexandria, their plans, I think, have nothing to do with Amazon, and I would expect them to expand their presence in Long Island City in the coming years. Yeah, that part of New York City with the new Cornell University on Roosevelt Island and the medical complex on the Upper East Side is a natural location to establish a life science cluster, and we would expect that to happen in Long Island City in any event. So that will continue. I think the industry or the segment that's most immediately impacted will be the residential, because Long Island City had a lot of residential product in the pipeline, both condos and rentals. And that segment had received a real boost in terms of transaction and pricing, especially the condos, after the Amazon announcement. So those plans are obviously going to be very frustrated by this event and could lead to some legal action, canceled contracts and so forth, because the prices could very well, reverse back to where they were before the Amazon announcement. We had looked at Long Island City as a submarket that potentially had too much new supply in the pipeline. We viewed the Amazon announcement as a step toward putting that market into balance in terms of supply and demand on the residential side. And those plans, that conclusion obviously has to be reversed. And for the near term, Long Island City is facing an excess of residential units.
So do you think it's fair to say that New York City has a bit of an anti-business reputation, or was Amazon just a one-off case?
I think it's a one-off case. New York City has become a center for tech industry job growth over the last couple of years. Google has made significant commitments here. Amazon themselves have made significant commitments in Manhattan as well. And firms, up and down the spectrum of tech and kind of social media are expanding aggressively in New York City. New York City raised, or New York City tech startups, quote unquote, they raised more than $20 billion from venture capital firms in 2018. And in fact, in the second half of the year, New York area companies had raised more venture capital than San Francisco. So New York City has been rapidly expanding as a home for tech startups and as well as for large tech companies. As those tech companies, social media companies, become kind of media companies, New York City is a necessary, significant location for them in terms of advertising, media content, and otherwise. So we think New York City is going to continue to go from strength to strength. It's going to be more concentrated in Manhattan, perhaps, than it would have been with Amazon and Long Island City, though.
Right. You mentioned the growth of tech and social media, and Google recently said it plans to build a new campus in the Hudson Square area. So, as you say, there's lots of potential for growth in that market.
Yes, that's right. And the tech growth has been, a lot of it has been kind of south of 34th Street, Midtown South and downtown. That growth has been in place for a while. It has been spilling over to new product on the west side. And indeed it's been spreading throughout the city to Midtown as well. So it's spreading because the demand for large blocks of space is such that you have to take what's available. New York City had a tremendous office leasing year in 2018, and our view as a firm, the BTIG view, is that New York City office market is back and very healthy. And we have my colleague Tom Catherwood recently put a buy rating on Boston Properties, partly for that reason. He also has a buy rating on SL Green. So we think the New York City office market is going to do very well indeed in the near term.
And finally, do you see this decision having any impact on the plans for National Landing?
Yeah, I think so. It's very interesting. The relative size of both campuses, the Northern Virginia campus and the Long Island City campus, were roughly the same. They talked in terms of 25,000 jobs at each location. 25,000 jobs is important anywhere. It's less important in New York City, given the size of the market, than it would be in Northern Virginia, however. I think that's clear. So to the extent, for example, that Amazon's decision to not go ahead in Long Island City results in perhaps some diversion of headcount to Northern Virginia, that's obviously very positive in that market. So yesterday we did see share prices for companies like JBG and corporate office properties get a benefit from the news of Amazon's decision to not go ahead in Long Island City. We think that's logical, and we can understand the potential now for even stronger results in the Northern Virginia market.
Great. Jim, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, good luck to you. Thank you. Bye.
And to our listeners, you can find previous episodes of the REIT Report by visiting REIT.com.